Hello, everybody. This is Kip Lambert with Destinations. So grateful to have you on the call and podcast today. Destinations is your source for all things incentive travel. We take your team on a journey of excellence through incentive travel. We love having a seasoned team that handles every need in detail in planning, meeting, group, and incentive travel events. And I'm sitting here in my office just outside of Salt Lake City. I'm staring out at the mountains, which are just completely buried in snow. We've had snow up to our ears. The Sundance Film Festival is just kicking off, and it is pretty much frigid outside. And my mind can't help but think of beautiful places in the world that I'd rather be. And right now I'm thinking about Maui. And on the phone with me today is a really good friend and partner on the island of Maui. His name is Sam Spurrier. He's with the Wailea Beach Resort. He's the director of group sales. And so I wanted to welcome Sam on Aloha.
Aloha. Aloha, Kip. Good speaking to you, and aloha to everyone out there. It's a beautiful sunny day here in Maui, and I'm just waiting for that whale to breach. So if I go a little crazy on the call, it's because there's a whale that's breaching right out here in the Pacific Ocean.
That's right. So right now, are you looking at, does your office have a nice view, or what's going on?
You know, it doesn't have a view, but I've situated myself in a position where I'm able to enjoy the view while I have this call, because it definitely brings some inspiration and sense of place.
Very cool. Well, yeah, so just so grateful to have you on. You know, for those that don't know you, you know, you've got an awesome history in hospitality. You know, you've worked for many different you know, resorts and different areas in the hospitality industry. So Sam, just to give everybody an intro into you, what you do, you know, tell us how you got started in hospitality and tell us just a few experiences or where you've been and what you love to do there in Hawaii, and just paint a picture for everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Kip. You know, I was born and raised on the island of Oahu on the North Shore, and very much loved the islands. And you know, I'm very much a people person. I grew up, of course, in very much so a tourism industry. You know, I look at it as an opportunity to showcase our islands and share our culture. But more than anything, for me, I viewed hospitality as a world of its own, a career that would allow me to connect with various individuals, various cultures, various industries, and ultimately to gain very meaningful experiences, right? That would be beneficial not only for me, but all those that I come in contact with. So I've been on Maui been able to call Maui my home for about 8 years now. I started my career at the Kahala Hotel and Resort on Oahu. Most of you may know it's a 5-star hotel right outside of Waikiki. Just a beautiful spot. It's a great venue to start my career at. Came to Maui to work at the McKenna Beach and Golf Resort, and been at the Wailea Beach Resort for now almost 7 years. And it has been an amazing ride. So hospitality has definitely given me a lot of great meaning to my career. And more than anything, getting to meet people like yourself, your amazing team at Destination, as well as your clients, has been a highlight.
Oh, thanks, man. That's great to hear from you. We really appreciate the partnership. We've loved working with you. And yeah, we'll probably get into the Wailea Beach Marriott itself. Just an amazing property. We'll get into maybe describing it a little bit more, having gone through a pretty massive renovation and facelift, and just the property's looking amazing. And Sam, you probably want to speak a little about that today. But so, you know, Sam, the thing that I love about you is we share this common belief about creating awesome, amazing, wow-inducing experiences for people. One of the memories I'm thinking of is actually not particularly my memory, but it's of my brother Rick, who came to visit you at your resort. And he tells the story where at every turn you had some type of experience laid out for him. I think you were taking him and showing him the pool, and as he turned a corner, some super muscular Hawaiian men came popping out of the pool with ice cold pineapple chunks with toothpicks for sampling, and an ice cream cart and different things like that you had set up just for him. And he just can't help but talk about that experience every time, you know, the Wailea Beach Marriott or your name comes up. So what is it about creating experiences for guests that just gets you so fired up?
Look, I love to curate, and it's something we do often here at the resort. It's all about understanding what's most important to the individual, and especially to the individual, to the group. And that was a great example, right? Having one of our mermen, we call them, come out of the pool, and I, you know, did it mostly for Rick's daughters. You know, they were pretty excited about that, getting the ice cream. But if I find out something that's relevant about someone, I certainly utilize that to curate and create an experience. Like, you know, if a client had a client here coming for a site, and it was just a quick turnaround site, but I found out, you know, she just had a baby, and she was really missing her baby. So what I did is I found a photo online and put a photo frame together, put it at our Nalu Adventure Pool in one of the cabanas, embroidered a towel with her baby's name on it, and that became his pool. That became his cabana for the next time they come back. So she didn't only gain an experience there. She FaceTimed her husband actually on the spot. And it's those type of things, you know, understanding the customer and really, you know, finding out what's going to be thoughtful to them. And at the end of the stay, at the end of the program, I love to hear, you know, you took amazing care of us. You went above and beyond. It was great getting to know you. And Kip, something that I live by is the answer is yes, what's the question, right? And always having a creative idea or solution is always my priority or goal.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're on the island of Maui. I know you're from Oahu, from the North Shore. You know, so you just live, breathe, and eat, sleep Hawaii. But in particular, since we're really talking about Maui today, why is it that Maui is just always on the top of everybody's bucket list individually? It's always on the top of that list when it comes to incentives and meetings and groups. So why Maui? What makes it just so spectacular?
You know, just as you opened up with destinations being everything for incentive travel, Maui is everything for incentive travel. It is the driver, it is the motivator, and it is a destination itself that really drives excitement, right? And so I like to say, as many of you know, Maui no ko'oi. It's not a phrase that I came up with, but it's a phrase that everyone says right when they get here and when they leave. It simply is, Maui is the best. It is the most popular island in the world, and you know, definitely people become motivated when they hear that Maui and Wailea will be their incentive destination.
Yeah, it's definitely a motivator. You know, I've been in rooms where we've done an incentive trip with the client for years, and they've done Mexico and they've done all inclusives, and they're starting to get that feedback through surveys and just through, you know, word of mouth from the people that they're always asking, hey, you know, when are we going to do Hawaii? When are we going to do Maui? And, you know, they're kind of stuck on that, I'd almost call it that all-inclusive resort crack, because they love the value of a Mexico vacation. But you know, when they go out and they change it up and they do Hawaii, the second they announce that, I can't tell you every single time that I've seen it for a group that's never been to Hawaii, when they hear it announced, people go nuts. And it's always a crowd pleaser. And you're right. You know, we have a saying around here that we use quite a bit in our marketing, you know, nothing motivates like Maui. It really is an awesome destination.
And I'll add, it's one of those destinations that really touches the five senses. You know, you really, from a culinary scene to the views, to the culture that you experience. I mean, you know, the sight, the taste, the smell, the hear, the feel, it's all very, very easily accessible. Not only that, but it's memorable. And I always like to tell people, because obviously I'm from Oahu, right? There's a lot that all the islands have to offer. Yeah. And they're all different and unique experiences. But I like to tell people, simply put, if all the islands had a baby, it would be Maui. And it has a little bit of all the islands. It has the appeal that, you know, the highlights from each of the islands you can find on Maui.
That's awesome.
Special place.
Absolutely. All right. So, you know, you're in an amazing resort there. We touched a little bit on it. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the resort, some of the recent news, and just anything you'd like to maybe share that's special about the resort that you like to do for incentive groups.
Absolutely. Thank you for this opportunity. And obviously I could talk for hours and hours about Maui, about my home, about the resort. And there's a few highlights, many highlights, but I'll share a few today in regards to the Wailea Beach Resort. You know, as mentioned, I've been here almost 7 years, and this resort was Wailea's original resort, built in 1976 and perched right up on the ocean's edge. One of the main highlights of our resort that you won't find at another resort, especially here on the island, is it has an organic relationship with the ocean. Nestled between two beautiful beaches for a myriad of beach activities, but more so, you're on the ocean's edge throughout the entire resort. Whether you're at our pool experiences, you're having an event on our oceanfront lawn, you're in the guest room, you're dining at one of our oceanside restaurants, you're literally on the ocean's edge. So you have that ability to enjoy the turtles, enjoy the whales during whale season, and more so people come to Maui to see and experience the ocean. So that's, to me, that's one of the best highlights of our resort and a key differentiator. I will also say that the resort, many people are familiar with this resort from the past, and we experienced a $100 million transformation. And it wasn't a renovation. It wasn't... you know, anything you would call, you know, putting lipstick on a pig, right? It was essentially a transformation. It was very thoughtful, situated on 22 acres. Not only was it, you know, making sure that hedges were where they should be, making sure that, you know, we took out grass from one of our lawns and put in turf. We've opened up pool cabanas to amazing views. It was everything thoughtful to every traveler, right? Because there's an opportunity to curate for groups, for incentive programs. This resort is made for incentive programs, for incentives that come just with individuals and maybe a guest, for incentives that allow families. There's a little bit of something for everyone. And that gets me into the next highlight, would be it features three distinct pool areas. So we have our OE pools, kind of the gathering pools. There's two pools on the two-level deck, and then you have great cabana options. It is one of the pool decks that we use a lot for pool parties and pool events, which you don't hear a lot of at resorts, but because we have three distinct pool areas, we certainly take advantage of that. We also have our Maluhia pool, which is a serenity pool, or yeah, also known as the adults only pool. And interesting enough, we're putting in a bar right at that pool. Obviously there's food and beverage service there now, but we're putting in a permanent bar to really enhance that adult centric experience. And that's literally relaxing on one of those floating cabanas is amazing, and a great infinity edge. And then last but not least, you know, we have our Nalu Adventure pool, which features the longest and tallest resort slides in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's cool.
Beautiful bar there. We have our own food truck. And then the last thing I'll mention, Kip, as a highlight, you know, our event space is dynamic. And I say that in the sense we have amazing outdoor event space from, you know, two oceanfront lawns, our pool deck. We have a rooftop terrace that is 16,000 square feet. I mean, we've done amazing events on top of the world on our rooftop. And then, of course, if you need to be indoors, we have an amazing ballroom that's very spacious, 14,000 square feet. But the beautiful thing is it has high ceilings and floor-to-ceiling windows, so you definitely get that natural light. And most importantly, here at the resort, we really pride ourselves on being easy to work with and hosting brilliantly. And we will do that at each and every opportunity, whether it's on a phone call, whether it's on a podcast, whether it's on a site visit or a program. The culture and attitude of this resort has always been to do what's right. And as my general manager, Angela Vento, would say, it's kulia I kanu, which is striving for excellence in everything we do.
That's cool. Well, amazing. Hey, so, you know, you and I, we're kind of talking offline just through email about, you know, our shared love for creating experiences for people. And, you know, we're talking about this book, and I mention this book all the time, The Power of Moments, where the author is Chip and Danhy. This is a New York Times bestseller, great book about creating experiences. You know, it's a book, and there are principles in this book that really we should be using to plan all sorts of events. You know, it should be used for planning weddings to parties to your incentive travel. It really touches on four really key elements to providing and creating an amazing experience. And really, you know, when we think about experiences, you know, sometimes those off the cuff, unplanned moments are so memorable. But you know, in so many different ways, experiences really need to be thought out, and they need to be engineered. And like you said at the beginning of the call, they need to be curated. It has to have a process of making things happen. And so this book goes over those four elements to creating different types of moments. And each of them has their own distinct element. The first is that, you know, moment of elevation. What I love about this is they talk about, you know, boosting sensory appeal and breaking the script. You know, I think that what we opened with and talking about my brother's experience with the merman popping out of the pool with a treat to surprise the teenage daughters. That's one of those things that boosts sensory appeal. And it also broke the script, and that's why it's memorable. You know, you're not going to forget that. So Sam, you know, either on the resort or in other places that you've been in the industry, you know, can you think of and tell us about ways that you've loved to create moments of elevation?
Absolutely. And, you know, back to that, you know, people, especially for an incentive traveler, you know, everyone's looking for exclusivity. Everyone's looking for accessibility, something that's special, unique, not something maybe your everyday visitor experiences, right? And so, there's endless opportunities for us to do that. And sometimes, like you mentioned, it's very much just small and simple. It a lot of times doesn't have to cost a lot, but the most important thing is gaining that insight, right? So whether it's surprising and delight, like you said, with a mermaid or mermans at our pools, it's our tricycle that we sometimes convert to, you know, the ice cream tricycle or the cocktail tricycle or anything that it may be. Or we like to surprise and delight with Keel's banana bread here at the resort. When you're here, you cannot come or leave without experiencing Keel's banana bread. She's been at our resort for, you know, 37 years.
Yeah.
And this is her banana bread recipe, you know. And so, you know, it's funny because some clients, when I let them taste it, they're saying, man, this is better than my mother's. And I had to stop them for a moment and say, you know, I know your mother's is probably really good. You may not have to say that out loud, but Keel's banana bread is amazing. Other things like we have a sand sculpture area specifically at our resort. And I'm all about, you know, there's certain expected, right? People expect to be at our resort to experience things a certain way. But when you can, like you said, when you can break the script, when you can give them an unexpected wow, that's really going to elevate their memory, right? Like I hosted a taste of the Wailea Beach Resort, and our chef, Chef Scott Higa, he's amazing. One of those most humble chefs. The culture of the answer is yes, what's the question? Every bit a part of what he does. So you know what he did yesterday for a lunch that I had? He created this bento box. And in Hawaii, you know, it's the bento or the plate lunch is very much a cultural thing, right? When you can't decide if you want fish or if you want chicken or if you want beef or you want poke, this, that, and the other, you just put it all in one bento box, you know? So, you know, chef had two bento boxes, one on top of the other. And, you know, there was, you know, client's favorite poke. There was a beef dish. There was a dessert. And there was literally eight customized lunch options that were in this bento box, but they came on top of each other and then, you know, took one off the other. And it was just one of those experiences where you knew it was an elevated experience that broke the script. They were expecting to order off of the menu, but we anticipated it and we were able to provide a bento box. And something else I'll mention, and Brent was actually on this fam trip that we did in September, in the end of August this past year. From a group perspective, we hosted a progressive pool party through all of our pools, and we really broke the script. First and foremost, a lot of groups don't expect to be able to have something at a pool because, you know, most resources, not much flexibility. But there were about 100 people and about 50 clients, right, and a lot of us hosts from the resort and from the islands. and we hosted a progressive pool party. It started at our OE pools, which is known as the Gathering Pools. And there we had, you know, culinary delight. Chef was out there grilling a lot of surf and turf. He had a full fresh ahi, and he was carving that ahi right in front of us for sashimi, for poke, everything, right? We also had Tommy Bahama, which was in our cabana for their shirt shack. We can do that. We can do Maui Gyms. We do Olokai Slippers. You name it. That will give them a venue. It's a beautiful space, right? And then we progressed to our adults-only pool. And our adults-only pool had an ohia tree, which is a local tree to the islands. And this tree that was built out by our partners had crafted cocktails hanging from the tree.
No so way.
From our gathering pools to our adults-only infinity pool, very adult-centered experience. And you know what was leading us along the way were drummers and dancers. And so they're leading us from Ohi pools to our adults-only Maluhia pool. And then we ended at our Nalu adventure pool. And to everyone's surprise, breaking the script, this was 8 at night, right?
Yeah.
Lo and behold, our longest and tallest resort slides were opened. They weren't only open, they were lit up, and there was a DJ at the top. You're talking, I mean, 5 stories high. These slides are about 300 feet long, right?
That's so sick. That's awesome.
We get there, we get dessert, you know, and everyone's having a good time. Everyone's dancing. And some people are like, oh, do I go down the slides? Do I not? Do I go back and change or not? I mean, we told them, you know, come with your clothes because you're going to end up swimming. So, of course, my general manager and I, we took the lead, went down the slides, came out, and it was fun. So, you know, from anything like that, also progressive functions, surprising with a afterglow at the end. We have our game space here. We do amazing afterglows in our ballrooms. Really creating. For one group, we just ended up at Whale's Tail, which is right on the ocean's edge. We have a fire pit down there, and we had s'mores. And we talked about the peaks of the trip. You know, what did everyone enjoy? What was their elevation? What was their epic moment? And on Maui, there's a lot of magical things that happen on Maui, which we'll talk about a little bit more in the pride, as well as the insight and as we go through. But I will say, you know, there's a lot of gems up country, which we'll talk about a little bit more with O'o Farms, with, you know, the distilleries, with, you know, Surf and Goat Cheese Dairy, all of that you can go to see or that we can bring to you here at the resort. But even turtles on the sand at Ho'okipa Beach. If you've been to Mama's Fish House, a little beyond Mama's there. I just went there about 2 weeks ago to take my kids and a month ago with clients. And, man, there's 20 to 30 turtles right there on the sand. And you just have to know where to go. And I'm all about, you know, when somebody says to come to Maui, I want to take you there. If I don't have an opportunity to take you there, I'm going to tell you what you must do, what you must see, and what you must experience. Especially based on this idea of breaking the script.
That's,
you know,
cool.
People talk about restaurants like, I want to go to a hole in the wall, right? They want to go to the unexpected, right? So those are the kind of recommendations we have for on the resort and throughout the island.
Well, you're getting into the other elements. You know, the E stands for elevation, and then you kind of mentioned pride. You know, moments of pride and creating those. You know, typically on an incentive travel event, that moment of pride, you know, we tick that box. If it's a president's club or sales incentive, your executives are handing out awards for your top people, top performers. And that is an awesome way to create a moment of pride, because, you know, you're being recognized in front of your peers, usually in front of your spouse, your significant other, your family. And so it is a great way to really tick the box of moments of pride. But, you know, as you've delivered other types of events or done things, you know, what other ways have you found to kind of weave and create a moment of pride that's a little bit different than, say, just getting a crystal shaft award saying you're the top sales guy?
Yes, it's. I'll start with our housekeeping team, Kip. We have an amazing housekeeping staff. You know, I'll tell you what's so amazing about them is most of them, you know, weren't born and raised here on the islands, but they've adopted a chant called Ikumamau. And this chant, when they perform it, you know, we say in Hawaii, it gives you the chicken skin, and others may say it gives you the goosebumps. It is a chant that has a meaning of bringing the group together with one common goal and one common objective. The thing about pride is, for incentives especially and awards, it's about recognizing what matters most to them, you know, what helped them get to that pedestal or that achievement, whether it's, you know, what is it? Is it a spouse? Is it a partner? Is it a family? Is it a team that really helped them achieve that common goal? So this chant, Ikuma Mau, really gives us a sense of place. First of all, it's very significant to our destination in Wailea. Wailea is the waters of Lea, and Lea was the goddess of canoes, right?
Oh, okay.
And everything in Hawaiian culture is all full circle. And in order to get the canoes back in the days from Mauka, from the mountain to Makai, which is the ocean, it took an entire team with a leader leading and others following in unison, right? Which typically an incentive trip, they all have one common goal, and they all need to lift individually and perform individually for them to achieve it as a team, right? And so if you can just imagine for a moment, there's this big tree, right? Trunk that they cut down the tree trunk's ready up in the mountain, and they need to then get it down to the ocean so that they can carve it into this beautiful canoe, right? So yeah. Say you were to tie ropes to this big tree log, and the leader would say, Iku Mau Mau. And everyone say, Ikuva, Kuma Mau, Ikuva. And they all pull together in unison, which helps them get down that mountain quicker so that they can get down to the ocean, carve that canoe. And you know, the canoes and voyaging, if you ever watch Moana or any other documentary right. about voyaging and the Polynesians or the Hawaiians, it was very important. And see, what makes this so unique is, say you're doing an awards ceremony or an awards breakfast, and we bring in the housekeepers, or opening general session, right? We bring the housekeepers in to perform Ikuma Mau. Throughout your experience, yeah. you may go and experience the outrigger canoe, right? On the ocean. You'll see the housekeepers. It brings just that much more meaning, and it gives you our sense of pride. It gives you our sense of pride in the culture, the pride in the place, the pride in the people. So when you ask me about that, that really, really comes to mind and from my heart for a strong example of what it means to create that moment of pride, at the same time introducing them to the heart of our house, which is our housekeeping team.
That's awesome. I think you've almost described what probably is a vignette that should be added to a luau. I mean, you could almost have, you know, a team of you know, the Hawaiian performers act this out and have an explanation, you know, a narrator explaining that whole process of bringing the tree down from the mountain to the ocean and what that chant means. And you could even tie it into, you know, how a company needs to have that unity to get the goal, to move the ball forward. And so, man, you know, you ought to use that in an upcoming luau for a sales incentive, you know, as part of the performance.
Absolutely.
Should be a director, man. Well, cool. You know, that kind of made me, that actually kind of, as you were talking about it, I mean, it's kind of interesting how, you know, you've got your E for elevation, P for pride, and then the next one's, you know, I is insight. And really, as you're talking about, you know, the pride of the Hawaiian people and the chant, you know, that's just a perfect segue into talking like that. That's inspiring, right? That provides, that not only provides a moment of pride, but it provides a kind of a window into, you know, being inspired and learning something new. You know, so moments of insight are those things where, you know, maybe it's on an event, we got to engineer a moment of insight. Could be, you know, a team event where we take everybody out on outrigger canoes and have a race with each other and do a little team building. You know, you're combining maybe some pride and some insight there. You know, when I think of Maui, I can't help but think of Haleakala, you know, going up to the top of the volcano in the early morning hours when it's just pitch pitch black dark outside, and being there at the top when the sun just starts to come up over the horizon, and watching that, and being with, you know, somebody that you love as that happens, is just an incredible experience. So, you know, if you know, Mark Twain said that travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. So, Sam, for moments of insight, what other ways have you been able to create that during events or the things that you've done on Maui?
Any time where we can clear the mind, clear the heart, and even when our mind is full, to also be mindful is important, right? And the venue and location, the destination definitely makes this easy to accomplish. You mentioned the sunrise at Haleakala. That is phenomenal. It is magical. It is an opportunity for us to gain perspective, to be grateful. The sunset. I mean, people come to Maui and it matters. There's no sunset more beautiful than, you know, sitting on a beach in Maui and really enjoying that. So that's where we gain insight. That's where we gain a clear perspective. You also shared, you know, whether it be, you know, going through Kula and experiencing some of the gems of country, or whether you're, you know, paddling out on the Hawaiian Outrigger canoe, or embracing different ocean activities that allow you to give you that sense of place. It really is about taking the time to learn something new. And, you know, a lot of people go out of their comfort zone. I think one of the things I did when we hosted our President Circle here at the resort, I had the opportunity to go out on a kind of a pontoon boat. It was called Blue Water Rafting. And people are saying, well, you do water rafting in Maui? Well, yeah, we get out of the pontoon boat. There's about 17 of us. And you go around the backside of Maui and you see the sea caves, you see the dolphins. And, you know, I chose that activity because one client told me that it really changed their life. And that's when you talk about insight. You know, what helps us slow down from the day to day and helps us clear our minds that we can be better informed and make better decisions, both personal and within business. And that's really what, when you incentivize someone to come out here, you want to be able to help them celebrate, but at the end of the day, you want to help them rejuvenate and be motivated to go back into the day by day to day to remember their experience, to cherish it, but also to utilize it to drive results. And there's so many opportunities to do that here at the resort. And I mentioned touching on the five senses earlier, but this is where I think this one really drives it home is, you know, some people obviously are more visual. And, you know, to give people those experiences. And I think when you're coming out for incentive and you're, you know, thinking about what activities to do at the resort or throughout the island, it's really knowing your people and knowing what, you know, learning insight about them so we can be thoughtful and insightful on what type of activities we put forward. If they love to paint and it's a matter of doing island art party and you sit out on our luau gardens with a blank canvas and you know, an artist teaches you step by step of how to paint something. That's where I've felt. I'm not a painter, right? But I did one of those at one point, and I was like, I surprised myself because, wow, I can actually paint this as long as I'm paying attention, getting inspired, and doing what the instructor tells me. My artwork can actually be pretty beautiful, you know. So
that's cool.
Some ideas there.
Yeah, that's great. Well, you know, every incentive program really, I think what everybody thinks of for an incentive program is the first one, creating moments of elevation, that breaking that script, making it very memorable in that way. And then I think for the most part, people do a pretty good job of understanding the power of the last part of that epic formula, the C is in that is for connection. And, you know, I mentioned that, you know, experiencing the sunrise on Haleakala with my wife is an awesome experience I'll never forget. But, you know, there's so many different ways to create moments of connection. And we're talking about connections between top salespeople and the company that they work for. Sales teams that work towards a goal together, you know, they're connected at the office, but you know, that connection just gets driven home even further as they experience a reward together. You know, I'll never forget having, you know, somebody come up to my dad. I was a kid. You know, I just revered my dad as I grew up with him in this business, where everywhere we went, it seemed like he just knew people. And I'll never forget, we were heading into the Costco at just south of Salt Lake City, and a guy stops him and says, "You're Chris Lambert." And he says, "Yeah." And he said, "Do you remember 10 years ago, you hosted my company's trip in Maui?" And he said, "Yeah, tell me your name." And my dad kind of feigned like he could remember him. I mean, you think about the thousands of people that and guests that we've taken all over the world. And the guy launches into this story about how he and his wife were going to split up, and they went on this trip. And here I am, a teenager, watching this guy talk to my dad about how this incentive trip reconnected him with his wife. And pretty soon this guy is in just misting up and in tears at the entrance to Costco with my dad. It was just the most surreal, kind of strange, but cool experience to think that the power of these events is all about, you know, creating connections with people in every single way that we can. And, you know, there's just so many ways to do it. I think, you know, you hit on food, you hit on many different ways, but for you, what do you think might be the ultimate one or two or three ways of creating a moment of connection?
Thank you, Kip, for sharing that experience. Man, that's amazing. Very heartfelt. And it's interesting, right? Because you never know what small and simple connection you make is going to make a tremendous difference in the life of someone or some group. And, you know, Maui, it's a very, and being in Hawaii and many other destinations throughout the world, it's very family friendly, very family driven. You know, here at our resort, there may be, you know, a cousin in culinary, a cousin in at the pools, a cousin in the front desk. there's always opportunity to network and introduce others. And a lot of times you bring in family or close friends, which are more than partnerships, and everyone becomes an ohana, right? It's really the concept of time and time together, to me would be the most important. Knowing when there's opportunities to spend time with people. I mean, if I have an opportunity to pick up a client at the airport, I make that decision based on the time that I can spend with them, right? Bringing them from the airport to their hotel and really building a rapport with that. And, you know, like your father, it was, you know, everywhere you went, someone knew him. He was, I like to say, you know, I like to be people's go-to. You know, when they think of Maui, I want them to think of Sam. I want to be that person that, you know, is there for them more than just a sales guy, a friend, you know, a partner, someone who's known to bring things to fruition and make things happen. And not only me, it's the resort here, but it really is that connection is really why people buy. You know, people buy because they feel comfortable and confident. They trust, you know, what you're going to deliver. You know, and for me, it's, you know, just last week I sat down with a client, which I thought was going to be a very difficult business conversation. And, you know, we sat down, we built rapport immediately. And although we did have to talk about the business, you know, cause you kind of have to, most of the conversation centered around our families, faith and life. I mean, you know, he was, he's getting ready to welcome their third child into their home. And I have three kids. So the first question was, how do you do with three? You know, and we started talking about family, and it was a connection that we're not going to forget that one day, because just that one day we found so many commonalities. But I'll tell you, Kip, a relationship isn't built just based on one conversation. We all know that, right?
Right.
A relationship is built sometimes over years. I've known clients for, you know, 5, 7, 10 years that just are starting to now book business with me now. And one of the cool stories I have from that is I was in North Carolina maybe, 8 years ago, and I got lead through my executive office, and I was supposed to fly out of Raleigh the next day. Ended up extending my trip, and the client's office was in the middle of Charlotte and Raleigh. And I went in and I met with the client, and you know, she said, "Hey, if you can get right here with your offer, we're gonna make it happen." So sure enough, I stayed up, you know, burning the midnight oil and put together an offer for her. And she unfortunately came back a couple weeks later and said, "Hey, Sam, they decided to go another destination. Hawaii Hawaii just wasn't the place for them." But a year later, she calls me and she says, "Sam, they're ready to come, and I'm not reaching out to anybody but you."
Yep.
And I said, "This is great. Let's make it happen." So put together a great offer. And she's a connection that I'll always have. She's retired now and, you know, living a beautiful life. But we keep in touch with each other. And, you know, she's always like, "Hey, Sam, if I can influence anybody, if I can advocate for the resort." So it's important to recognize, though, that the time spent with somebody, like it's another example. I have a very important client here, right? And I have a busy Friday. But guess what? There's an opportunity to rent a Jeep and take the client to experience some things up country, go down to Mama's Fish House for lunch, and go to the Ho'okipa. We can easily send people on their way, right? But just like how you do it, Kip, just like how you at destinations do it, you come up with these amazing experiences, but you never experience them alone. You're always experiencing with your clients. You're always giving them that opportunity to touch and feel what you find is special. And that's what I appreciate about, you know, you and your team is really, it's creating that connection and doing it together. A lot of people don't grasp that. I mean, we can go to a trade show and we connect with somebody, but it really is that time you spend together that makes a partnership, that makes a connection. So certainly wanted to bring that to the you know, front end, foremost part of our conversation.
Oh, thank you, Sam. That's kind of you to say. You know, we just truly believe in so many of the same rock solid principles. And, you know, creating these experiences for guests really is, it's almost like a calling. You have to feel it deep down inside and really believe in the dignity and individual worth of every single individual. And the second we do that, we understand their worth and what creating an experience for them really means is, you know, the best part of making those experiences, just being a part of it. Not that you want all the credit in the world, but just that somebody would stop you heading into a Costco south of Salt Lake City just to say, "Thank you. You saved my marriage." Well, the guy saved his own marriage, and Hawaii had a great deal of recasting that spell and helping his wife fall back in love with him. But, you know, to create the elements of something where that reconnection can take place, is what we do. That's why we do it, is to improve lives, make people just feel better about themselves, help them feel more elevated, help them feel better, more, you know, help them feel proud about the people that they are, you know, to just infuse in them insight where they learn something they didn't know about themselves before, and, you know, forge a greater connection between them, their teams, their company, their loved ones. And that's what it's all about. Well, okay, man, we're going to wind it down. We're going to tie a bow on it. Anything else? Any last words? You get the last word.
Thank you. I just want to say, you know, we live on an island, but we're all as individuals not an island. We need each other, right? And we only create these experiences when we get to know each other, when we work together with each other, when we create these amazing partnerships. And like you said, I often look at people who do things extremely well. Somebody that works out every day and religiously, it's amazing. And you ask them, like, how do you do that? And they just look at you and they shrug and they say, it's just what we do, you know? And it is just what we do. We're in this business to make people happy. And as we find common allies with each other and rely on one another and build these great partnerships, there are amazing things to come. So I just really appreciate you. As I mentioned, you know, the Wailea Beach Resort is an amazing place. Maui is an amazing destination. We just would be honored to share what we have to offer with the world, and any opportunity we get, you know, I would love to personally be involved, getting to know, you know, your clients more, as well as, of course, always welcoming the Destinations team out here to the resort. It's been phenomenal getting some of you out here and sharing this experience. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for sharing your personal experiences, for sharing, of course, you know, the, you know, epic is phenomenal. It gets you to think in that way of, are we doing things epic every day? You know, are we making sure that there's power in moments and power of moments, as you mentioned. So it's been truly insightful. And just want to thank you. As we say, Maui no ko'oi, Wailea Beach Resort no ko'oi. And we look forward to working with you and welcoming you to our island home.
Awesome. Well, thank you. That's just perfectly said. And everybody, that is Sam Spurrier, the Wailea Beach Resort. And again, an awesome property we love working with. And so mahalo nui loa to you. And, you know, we'll catch you probably out on a surfboard sometime soon, right, Sam?
Absolutely.
Okay, brother.
Mahalo, Kip. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Aloha.